Good morning, everyone. My name is Harlow, and I'm here with my two special guests, Ines and Juliet. They survived through the World War II, and they are here today to tell us their story. Hi, girls. How are you?
Hi, everyone. I'm good, and you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. And you, Juliet?
Hello, dear listeners. Ines and I are here to speak about our lives as women during the Second World War.
It was a very tough life, though. We had a huge responsibility. It was very difficult because we had to adapt ourselves to a new and completely different lifestyle.
Yes, indeed. We had to change from sewing and taking care of children to creating weapons and shells to replace our husbands who were out at the war front risking their lives for their nation.
Wow, I'm impressed by everything you had to go through. Now, can you talk to us about what you did in the factories?
We soon got used to heavy work, such as lifting pit props and cutting them into various lengths for the coal mines. There were no mechanical devices used then, and every pit prop was cut by hand.
Yeah, in the 1930s, social roles were clearly defined. A woman's place was at home, where we had to do the home chores and take care of our children, while a man's place was out at work. Even if we, women, were recognized and considered inferior to men, it was acceptable for us to work outside the home if we had no family to look after.
But we were paid less than men were, even when exercising the same jobs.
And most women would have expected to leave their job as soon as they got engaged or when they had their first child.
Women history started to change at the Second World War eve. Fathers and men in general were obligated to join the armed forces at the war front. So, mothers often ran home alone and had to replace their husbands at work as well, which is what my special guest told us.
Yeah, previous wars in the 19th century came to an end when one of the opponents had a lack of munitions or had underwent big material and human losses.
Yes, but Ines, in this war, contrary to others, weapons were continuously conceived in what had been automobiles factories that had been managed to fabric weapons due to technical innovations.
Yes, of course. And to achieve the weapons necessary to the war, women had to take their husbands' jobs in missile factories, in the fields and in the mines.
What about your working hours?
We had flexible working hours. Nurseries, crèches and many other arrangements were soon created to accommodate our needs and demands with our children.
In fact, women made up to one-third of total workforce in the metal and chemical industries, as well as in shipbuilding and vehicle manufacture. Where did you work at?
We worked on the railways, canals, and on buses, and where to produce munitions and war supplies.
We even built the Waterloo Bridge in London.
Yes, I've heard a lot about that. It is very impressive.
The Women's Scottish Land Army was reformed in 1938 so that we could be trained in agricultural work, leaving male workers free to go to war.
One day, when I was on duty, a V-2 rocket dropped on the corner of Park Road and King's Road. It was a complete devastation. We dug and dug until our fingers bled. My most vivid memory is of an arm raised to call for silence when someone heard tapping among the ruins.
That is quite a harsh memory. I've also heard that trousers made quite an impact on women's fashion. Military styles and line influenced fashions at the start of the war. Is that true?
Yes, women often wore trousers or a one-piece siren suit and had large handbags to carry all the family's ration books.
Wow, girls, that was quite a long journey to arrive to your objective. Thanks to you, I am free and allowed to vote with all other women. Thank you so much for coming. Everything was very interesting.
Thank you so much for having us, Harlow. We are glad to be here today.
Yeah, it was a real pleasure to tell you our story. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do. Till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away.